Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we're honoured to again bring you another totally live show, and we've got some great guests who'll explain, perhaps complain, the odd opinion, and perhaps a bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne and, of course, the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs show, longest running of that genre. Today, we bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories. This is Current Affairs from a Queer Perspective. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is the enduring voice of reason, Tass. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. I love the enduring voice.
Enduring voice.
Enduring voice.
And our Commonwealth import, Paul, on the panel. And, of course, Fiona on social media. And I want to say thanks to our regular listeners. We love your feedback. Now, during the week, just before I go a bit further, Tass, Joy reached a new benchmark.
Whoa. Tell us about that, Macca.
Our highest number of monthly listeners was in July last year. That was the last survey, and we've had a recent survey from around the start of the year. And we are sitting at 642,000 listeners a month.
Whoa.
We are chasing down, in fact, we might even be equal with SBS Radio. And just going to throw it out there, we're now chasing 774.
Well, that's amazing.
So, to everyone who listens to every show on Joy and everyone who puts a show to air on Joy, thank you. But our listeners, our volunteers and our members, thank you. This is radio made by us, for us. Now, it's seven...
Macca, that actually means that in the 10 years that I've been associated actively with Joy, although I've been a member and a listener forever, but in the 10 years, there has been a 50% increase in listenership.
Despite you being on air. And me too. So, yeah, and, you know...
That's pretty good. That is pretty good, Macca.
It's a great achievement.
Does that include online and podcasting, or is that not counted in this?
No, that's the McNair survey.
McNair survey, so that is actually live listening.
Yes. So that's pretty extraordinary.
It's pretty good. Well done.
Today we're going to speak with Georgie Crozier, the Shadow Minister for Health and Emergency Services. Georgie was previously a nurse, so she's probably...
Ambulance services, Macca.
Ambulance services. She's in Shadow Minister for Health as well?
Health and ambulance, not an emergency.
Ambulance. Oh, not emergency, okay. Anna Bly, the CEO of the Australian Bankers Association, and Anna has been on a few times, and we've got some great questions for her. Janet Rice, Victorian Senator for the Greens Party, and a really, really interesting guest, David Lawson, who...
Dr. David Lawson.
Dr. Okay. David Lawson, who's actually just got his...
PhD in clinical psychology.
PhD in clinical psychology, but David's going to talk to us about COVID-19, and he comes to it from a perspective of someone that has contracted and is recovering from COVID-19, and we've got a whole lot of questions and points to discuss with him. So,
Macca, I'm really excited about that because, you know, what we've done to date is that we've actually focused on the epidemiology, the physiology, the politics of COVID-19, but we haven't actually had a personal reflection or a personal experience.
And I think that's really important.
So David will give us his lived experience of what it is like.
Yeah.
And I think it will be a compelling interview. Can I talk a bit about how I know about David?
Of course.
I met David probably 15 years ago through you, Macca.
That's right.
Maybe even longer than that, maybe 20 years ago.
It might be 20 now.
It could be 20. I have been Facebook friends with him, but have not actually seen him for at least 10 years. But, you know, occasionally I like things and, you know, comment on things and so forth. And more recently,
social media butterfly.
There you go. There you go. And then more recently, Macca, what I discovered is that he posted a story reflecting on his own experience. And I was actually quite moved by it. And that's what prompted me to actually contact him directly and see if he was interested in coming on air and talking about his experience, which I'm pleased to say he has agreed to do. And so I spent a bit of time with him yesterday and during the week, just sort of going through the interview and what sort of areas we might cover. But he's very much prepared to talk about his experience. And I think even that in itself is an interesting point. So we'll ask him why he wants to actually talk about that.
Now, we've got a message from a listener, Michelle. Amazing number of listeners. Thank you for producing such content, Joy. Thanks, Michelle. And, you know, every single producer and presenter and every volunteer, no matter what their role at Joy, and our staff members, they're responsible for creating such great content. And at the end of the day, it's the listeners who vote with their fingers, I suppose, because, you know, when they're turning Joy on, and that's what's given us that reach and those numbers. That makes us, you know, a serious player in the media landscape, but particularly it is a voice for our LGBTIQA plus community.
Well, I think what's interesting for me, Macca, is that as a reflection of what you just said, is that at the last state election, we had every single political party knocking on our door, wishing to come on our show to talk about their policy commitments and as they affect our community. So that, to me, is an indication of the esteem in which our community does hold not just Saturday Magazine, but Joy Radio.
Yeah. And that's despite you and I being on it.
Yes, 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 yes. But we'd love hearing what you have to say. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback. Supply us with some comments or questions. 0427 569 949, or send us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
Now, just before, I saw something really funny. As we know, we're now in compulsory mask wearing out in public.
Macca, why don't you explain to our listeners what additional precautions we have to go through here this morning?
Okay, so at Joy, the shows that are broadcasting live, a couple of rules that have been enhanced. The protocols around hand sanitizer and social distancing remain. Anyone who's panelling must be wearing gloves, and like television reporters and etc., when we're actually broadcasting, we're not required to wear a mask, but the microphones do have, you know, a sock. Just think a bit of stocking on them, but it's
or a Connie.
It's thick enough to stop transmission through to the microphone. When you are in the station and you're not broadcasting, you must wear a mask. And
you can't move without sanitising your hands.
No, that's right. There's sanitiser everywhere, and, you know, we also have a
panellist is required to wear gloves.
That's right, yeah.
And so there's Paul with his gloves
that's
on.
That's right, yeah, just flicking them. Anyone who's heard that sound is probably a bit scared right now. But it is important because we need to keep Joy operating. So Tass and Paul are in one studio. That studio has an allowed capacity of two. And if they both extended their arms, their hands wouldn't touch.
No.
Okay. And that's important. I'm in the middle studio. And Fiona is on social media in the other studio. And Dylan is wandering around outside, probably stealing donuts. But at any one time, there's very, very few people in the studio, and that's important.
And it's important, Macca, that we do our bit to contribute towards the public health and safety of our community.
Yes.
And I'm really proud that we are doing what we're doing. There have been occasions when I have felt very frustrated about yes. having to mask up and take additional precautions, but it is our responsibility, I think, as members of our community.
Well, a mask is better than a ventilator mask in ICU.
Oh, there's no question about that.
But I actually saw someone walking along the street, right?
What's that weird sound maker?
It's the phone. With their mask on, right? And they'd poked a hole in the mask because they're drinking something with a straw.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.